The Truth News Network. Lies, fake news, and spin. The Deception Dance. You need a fresh vaccine of the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And the doctor is in. Here's Dan Newman.
Dr. Dan in the house with you today. Hello, everybody. Have I got the goods for you today? I'm getting in your laundry room today. Our story is titled simply, Wrong. Nobody, absolutely nobody says I'm wrong anymore. Heck, maybe that's been an eternity truth. It's fair to say very few, if any, are saying I'm wrong. But most of us, at least occasionally, get caught saying that. It applies to most Americans, except politicians. There must be a written creed for politicians, a handbook, a rule book, or maybe it's just understood that politicians are not required by law, by the oath of office, nor by integrity, which few have anyway, to say I'm wrong. Let's take the most recent and certainly the ugliest non-admittances of incorrectness uttered by several of America's well-known members of Politica, that new political fraternity sorority. President Donald Trump said this, "We have a crisis at our southern border, an immigration, illegal immigration crisis." Responses from Democrats, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, "We have no crisis at our southern border. It's just another Trump talking point." Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, "There's no crisis. All Trump says that for is to ramp up the hatred in those in his base for all immigrants." Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, known as AOC. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, New York, broke from the earlier party line last week and said conditions on the border have been so abhorrent they rose to the level of Nazi concentration camps. She said women are being forced to drink from toilets, babies forced to sleep on concrete floors, and Border Patrol agents followed her while making threats during her visit to one detainment center. "The Trump administration must give these immigrant families humane treatment, good food, health care, and stop treating them like criminals," she said. CNN host Don Lemon described the Trump administration's immigration policy as an act of desperation this past January on CNN Tonight and asked if the American people were buying it. Lemon's fellow network anchor, Chris Cuomo, weighed in and said if the crisis were real, CNN already would have investigated the matter and reported on it. MSNBC's Eddie Glaude Jr. also used the word manufactured to describe the chaos on Morning Joe and said, quote, "This is a manufactured crisis. At the heart of this whole thing are a whole bunch of lies." Steve Schmidt, a former advisor to the late Senator John McCain, accused Trump of going on TV to lie and lie and lie to promote a fake catastrophe. And then there's the truth about our southern border immigration crisis. Media pundits and anchors seemingly switched gears in recent weeks and now consider the immigration problems at the southern border a crisis after months of downplaying the issue and blaming President Trump. Recent reporting on the southern border has shown overcrowding of federal facilities, outbreaks of disease, issues with migrant children, and general chaos, raising questions of ethics and legality regarding immigrant detention and processing. Grabian News published a media montage earlier this week of various news figures and commentators for major networks, minimizing the crisis and accusing Trump of being untruthful. Trump and Border Patrol officials proposed a $4.4 billion bill to Congress for emergency border funding for food, clothing, medical care, and facilities for temporary housing of more illegals. The funding is additionally to hire a large number of immigration judges and staffing for those judges to hurry legal proceedings to process those seeking asylum. Responses from Democrats to that news. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Finally, the House and Senate have united and forced the Trump administration to agree to commit $4.4 billion of new funding approved by Congress to assist the poor immigrants living in deplorable and inhumane conditions Border Patrol agents force on immigrant families simply seeking asylum. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I have joined with three other members of the House of Representatives and voted no on the proposed $4.4 billion bill the Trump administration has blackmailed House leadership to pass. None of that money will be dedicated for immigrants at our border, and we don't trust the Trump administration to use it the way this bill is written. Here's the bottom line. No congressional leaders, who are all wrong in their assessments about the border crisis, admitted they were wrong. Chuck and Nancy tried to take credit for the funding bill that had been begged for by the Border Patrol and the Trump administration for months. And AOC, just a couple of days after her visit, in which she screamed about the Trump administration refusing to care for illegal immigrants, voted to not give the funding for all of those needs she herself claimed were necessary. By the way, in Congress, there were only three other no votes for that bill: AOC and three fellow Democrats. I paraphrased a little in some of the quotes above, but you get it, you understand. In context, Democrats refuse to accept anything and everything from this White House and perpetuate stories of every sort of wrongdoing that can possibly be imagined to happen under Donald Trump. When confronted with the truth, they never admit they were wrong. But there's a bigger story for all of us, and we're all involved. Right after this, we'll sum it up with the bigger story at truthnewsnet.org.
Read all about it. Hear the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Out for some Lay's and you face a test. Which tasty chip will be the best? Sour cream and onion, smoky barbecue. Cheddar, sour cream, salt and vinegar too. You sample them all cause the crisp is so good on your lips. Yeah. You left your wallet at home, but now you have a new best friend.
The many flavors of Lay's chips. One taste and you're in love.
Clarity of thought, clarity of vision, clarity of message.
Real truth, real news, TNN, the Truth News Network.
Again, Dan Newman.
Well, let's face it, folks, part of the bigger story is this. Politicians don't have an exclusive on not being wrong all the time. Everyday Americans are just as guilty. We all know some guy at work who is intolerable to work with. That guy that says stuff all the time, is corrected, and either argues about the correction or just doesn't say anything at all. Of course, he never admits he was wrong. It happens at home, too. Phone charging cables constantly disappear. The wife just grabs anyone she can find whenever hers disappears. That happened at our house today. You, if you don't know me, don't know this about me. I am meticulous with my stuff, especially my electronics. I keep a charging cord for my iPad, a separate one for my iPhone, another for my iPad's wireless keyboard, one of each in my briefcase, and one of each on my bedside table. Today, we came home from a two-day trip to a 7-on-7 football tournament. You know, a grandson thing. I brought my briefcase in from the car that had all my travel cords neatly rolled up and in their places in my briefcase. My wife confronted me about one of the cords I've kept in my briefcase for over a year. You have my charging cord in your briefcase. I put it on the console in the car when we left the hotel. Now, I didn't bring any cords into the house other than the ones that had been in my briefcase the whole time. And I told her that. She then repeated her story, only three times louder. I reminded her that any cord that came into the house in someone's hand had to come in her hand, not mine. My three travel cords were zippered up in my briefcase. As you can imagine, the story, the conversation, wasn't complete. This time she played the, well, okay, I guess I'm stupid and I left mine somewhere. But of course she didn't stop there. She added this, but I know I put my cord on the console in the car and it's that one in your briefcase. One more time, I wanted to make sure she heard me and repeated my story to her. She already knew that. She knows where I keep my cords. She continued, and I'd had enough. I opened my zippered briefcase, pulled all three cords out, and laid them in front of her. I held each up in the air and showed her that one was for my iPad and had the iPad connector on one end. One was for my iPhone, had the iPhone connector on it on the end. And of course, the third, the one she knew for certain was hers, you know, the short white one, was for my iPad keyboard and had a USB 2 connector for it. I turned around and walked away just as she muttered something really low, kind of under her breath. Knowing her pretty well, I turned around and asked calmly, "What did you say?" Then she almost screamed as she said, "That cord doesn't fit my charger." In other words, she was wrong, and I was right. I knew it didn't and had already pointed that out to her. That cord did not belong to an iPad product. I bit my tongue, said absolutely nothing, as hard as that was. But as I walked outside and calmly slammed my fist through the windshield of her car, I'm just joking, I didn't do that, but I did walk outside, and I held my tongue. I thought of something. She admitted she was wrong, even if it was in a roundabout way, but she didn't apologize. And it hit me. Admitting we are wrong is definitely a really good thing. And for many of us, we seldom ever, if ever, go beyond that. We don't follow "I'm wrong" with anything, and certainly not with "and I'm sorry." Almost all of us know what the word repentance means. In the context of Christianity, defined, repentance means to turn and walk away from. Now, follow this line of reasoning with me. It'll make sense. You'll understand. When we do or say something wrong, commit a sin, as Christians, we are to, in prayer, ask God for forgiveness for that sin. But according to the biblical instructions, we are supposed to repent, or turn and walk away from whatever that wrong was. Could that possibly combine the same thing as saying, "I'm wrong," or to turn away, and then the follow-up, "and I'm sorry," meaning to walk away? Could that be what that means? You know, relationships are essential to living a good and happy life. Families require relationships not to just exist, but to thrive and to grow. We all know those that seem totally dysfunctional, that makes us wonder how in the world they've lasted as long as they have lasted. We certainly don't want our family to exist that way. We also know that each of us is certainly wrong, usually more often than we care to admit. Hopefully, we are all mature enough to understand when we're wrong. It's better for our fellow workers, our friends, and certainly applicable for family members to hear us admit we were wrong. And it's good for us to say when we do that too. But in the act of forgiveness, turning from that sin or that wrong is just part of the process. Walking away from it is what seals the deal. I really believe now that those two go hand in hand, just as in a difference with others. Admitting wrong is just half of the deal. The other half is to say loud enough for the other to hear, "I'm sorry." I know today's story is shorter than normal, but I gotta hurry downstairs. You gotta let me get away a little bit earlier than normal today. I gotta go downstairs and find my wife. You know why? She needs to talk to me. Why? She didn't say, "I'm sorry." I don't know that that's going to work, but I'm going to give it a whirl. Hey, listen, it's all about getting along with other people in our lives. And if we can master that, we can get anything to happen and get through it, no matter what it is. I got to learn to say more than just I'm wrong. I got to learn to say I'm sorry. And if I've offended you today, folks, I'm wrong for doing it. And hey, I'm truly sorry. I guess I got a good start on you, huh? It's Sunday. It's a day where we think about things like this. We'll get back to the dirty stuff later, you know, Washington, D.C. Enjoy your day. Let a little bit of what we talked about here sink in. And learn how to say, I'm wrong, followed by, I'm sorry. Till we get together again, you have a great one. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Speaking the truth, the mainstream press will not. Dan Newman, TNN,
the Truth News Network.